Blog Talk Radio.
It's your winning season.
By the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. Hallelujah. We're going to get into today's lesson, but before we do that, we're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. It's our winning season. Amen. Yeah. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Amen. And this morning in my devotion, I was reading, and I just wanted to share this prayer with each and every one. It says, Jesus, I'm grateful that I can find peace in knowing I'm in your hands. So we can say we are in His hands. Thank you for being our good shepherd, for protecting us and guiding us. I know your voice, Lord, and we will follow you. Wherever you go, we trust you are watching over us and will keep us safe. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your words. We're thankful for this time that we come together, Father God, and learn more of your word. Thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word. We thank you for those that have called in and those that are listening by internet and those who participate, Father God. Lord, we are just thankful, Father God, can call on you day or night and you hear and you answer prayer. Father God, we're praying for all those who ask us to keep them lifted in prayer. you know their hearts and their heart's desire, what they're facing, what they're going through. But you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And so, Father God, we're praying that they too will trust in you, knowing that you're working things for their good. Be with each and every one, Father God. Those that are bereaved, give them a peace of mind, Father God. Help them to get through such a time as this, Father God. Comfort their hearts, Father. And, Lord, be with those that are in the hospital. We know you are a healer, Father God. Touch them so that they, too, will know you are a healer and that they will trust in you as well. Father God, we just grateful for all that you do for us, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor mightily as he teaches the word of God and help us to understand it even more. And we give you thanks for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Dale. What a beautiful reading and a beautiful prayer. We thank God for that. Thank God also for Evangelist Ursula. She had said yesterday that, she enjoyed the broadcast, and I thank her for listening in. I thank her today as well. We're going back to what we were talking about. Our foundational scripture is Proverbs 3, and it is Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. When I think about acknowledging God, you're really saying, Lord, you know what? I'm trusting you. You're trustworthy. See, when you acknowledge God, what you're really saying is he's trustworthy. And I got some witnesses here now. I mean, we can go to the book of Isaiah, 26th chapter and the 4th verse. Isaiah 26 and 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. And that's the part. I don't care what you're going through, where you're at, for the enemy done said, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, depend on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God you have a sure thing. Amen.
Amen. You just stand in there. Don't worry about it. Abraham said over there in Romans 4, where Paul wrote about Abraham in Romans 4 and 21. Romans 4 and 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform.
Amen, amen.
So he's trustworthy. He's able.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions, he plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. Amen.
And that's what trustworthy is making good of something. It's being responsible.
Yeah.
So when I tell you trust God according to his word, I'm telling you, it's a good thing, man. God is going to be loyal to his word. He will keep his word. He's strong when it comes to his word. God is devoted to his word. Now get this. God said, you know what? I'm going to let heaven and earth pass away before one jot or tittle of my word. Boy, now you're talking about powerful. That's a powerful saying right there. So you can depend on God's word. It's true, brothers and sisters. It's reliable.
Yeah.
It's trustable. It's reliable. God's word is faithful because he is trustworthy. He is. Because you know what? He's true.
Amen.
And then talks about God. God's word is true. I can attest to that. But God attests to his own word. When I think about the promises that he made, I have to join Abraham. I have to join Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say he's able. I have to join Paul and say he's able to perform that which he has said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're serving a mighty God that rules and super rules. Now, I know with some people there's that false security, but let me tell you what, you can trust. And maybe I talk about God's covenant then and talk about it now, because they trust God's covenant, and it's amazing to me. The righteousness that God gave them, because we were talking about righteousness yesterday, because they trust in it. The righteousness under the covenant. But I think about Isaiah 28 and 15. I was going to read more, but I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read that as well. That's Isaiah 28, 15. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell. Are we at agreement when the overflowing shall pass through it, shall not come unto us? For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Listen, brothers and sisters, God's covenant is true. God's covenant is true. God told the church at in the book of Revelation, he says, y'all lie. Because you say you're rich and you've increased in good and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wicked and miserable and poor and blind. See, that was a false trust. They was operating on a false covenant. I watched the organized church today. That's where they operate, upon a false covenant. Their trust is not really in the word of God. They're trusting what they can see, feel, smell, taste, and hear.
Yeah, mercy.
But it's false. So do you have Isaiah 28:15 yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, I'll let you read that messenger Bible.
Okay. We've taken out good life insurance. We've hedged all our bets, covered all our bases. No disaster can touch us. We thought of everything advised by the expert. We said, amen.
Yeah. But it's false security. It's trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah. Trusting in lies. Listen, brothers and sisters, we cannot afford. And I want to be real clear when I say this. We cannot afford to trust in these lies that we've been told. Can't afford it. Enough already.
Yeah.
I don't mind you of the lies you've been told, unless you just flat out want to continue in them. I shouldn't have to remind you of the lies we've been told. Look at the lies you were told. People call you stupid. You can't do it. Never do anything right. God don't see you like that.
Amen.
We've been lied to. Satan, that's all he does is lie to us. He won't tell you how wonderfully made you are, that you're the very righteousness of God. No, he'd rather lie to you and tell you you're a sinner when you're the very righteousness of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You're up under a covenant that's an everlasting covenant. Stop listening to the lies. I heard somebody say the other day, well, you know, there's no hope for cancer. I said, the devil is a lie. Who you been listening to? See, that old foolishness, I can't deal with, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to deal with it because I know my God is a healer.
Yes,
I believe I got some witnesses here. So don't tell me what cancer. It done came back, and there's no hope. Just lie.
Have mercy, Lord.
And then they add to it. Man, I ain't having no one in that kind of condition who recovered. Lie.
Have mercy.
You're just going to have to live with those pains. The doctor told y'all, there's no more we can do. Lie.
Don't have the right position.
That's why James said in James 3 and 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Then he said, look at what that little bitty thing can do, how it can burn up a forest. It's that one little candle, that one little match can burn up the whole forest. Think about it.
Have mercy.
Yeah, there have been people, words that's been spoken by teachers and by your employers and by your doctors and by your sisters and your brothers and family members. God, break some of that stuff from you. Can't let that hold on to you because somebody else didn't get healed. That don't mean you can't get healed.
Amen, amen. Say that.
And just for the record, you might not went to the school that doctor went to. You may not attend the university. You may not have all them degrees, but you know the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know the Lord. That's the difference. That's the equalizer. Mm. You know the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
See, it's some of these same tongues that praise God and worship God and worship him as our Savior, that same tongue allowed the enemy to use them and began to speak curses over their own lives.
Have mercy.
I was sharing this with somebody. A lie is a lie, brother and sister. Y'all may not accept that. Well, I'm just playing. No, you don't play when you got business to handle. You ain't got time to play. You're a child of God. And whatever you say, God, there's angels listening. Angels are listening to be at your beckoning call, and you out here playing. There's no time to be playing.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I just said that's my son. I just call him son. No, you're talking from your spirit. Hey, son. I said, oh, that's your son. Well, no, that's my son. But he's just like a son. He treats me like I'm his mother, and went on and on and on. See, the devil just finds lies after lies after lies because he's the father of it. Enough already. Just say, I'm going to speak the truth. No, he's not my son. And if you're going to say he's your son, say he's my, you don't have to say son-in-law, but if he's your son-in-law, say that. Say he's my son-in-law, but I treat he treat me like a son, a mother. Or he's my son-in-law, but I look at him as my son. But don't leave the impression with somebody that that's your son. That would be false. That would be deceiving.
Amen, amen.
So I'm telling you, God, this came from a pastor, too, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just put it on out there. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what I called. Well, let me tell you what, Paul calls Timothy his son, but he called him his son in the gospel. See, boom,
mm-hmm.
That's clear. But if
amen.
Paul just had a clear, my son, Timothy, then I would have some questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
I say repent of any wrong words that you might have spoken or I have spoken. When I pray, I tell God, Lord, if I've said anything that was wrong,
mm-hmm.
please forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
And I receive forgiveness.
Yeah.
See, a fountain should bring forth bitter and sweet water at the same time. That ought not be.
Amen.
That ought not be. That ought not be. But just for the record, let me say this, because it thrilled me when I realized what mighty achievements were wrought by men who had only limited righteousness under the first covenant. You all do know what I mean when I say limited righteousness. With Christ, you have unlimited righteousness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It was through Abraham, after he was circumcised and entered into the covenant, God gave him a limited righteousness. Abraham believed God, and the Bible says it was counted unto him for righteousness because he believed God, Romans 4:3. And I thought of his daring stand in the presence of God, pleading for Sodom and Gomorrah with a fearlessness that is not matched nowhere in modern times. But we have unlimited righteousness in Christ.
Thank you.
We were not, and then Moses, you remember, who had only a servant place before Jehovah, yet he dared to obey God and achieve such a marvelous victory for the slave nation of Israel. I just wish folks realize, you're no longer part, well, let me finish the statement about Moses, but you're no longer a slave, brothers and sisters. You're part of God. You're part of the inheritance. You're part of the promise. You're free now. And I thought about Joshua, who dared to obey Jehovah and led that nation to the shore of Jordan when it was flood tide. He dared to say to the priest, take the ark and go down and dip your feet into the water. And when you do, a way will be open for you to go through on dry soil.
All right.
That's in the book of Ephesians. And yet these men, Joshua, had only limited righteousness, the righteousness of a servant. Man, think about who you are. They have limited righteousness. And we see that his stand invaded the enemy and cried to the sun, stand still. And the Bible says that the nation watched and nation, even the enemy, I mean, I just think about even Elijah. I won't go there today because I'm going to give y'all a few minutes. But maybe we can pick it up there tomorrow. But I want you to see, we have an unlimited righteousness. When you
thank
got
you.
Faith, trust in God. When you know God is trustworthy. And these are men that was trustworthy. And they trust God because they realized God was trustworthy. But here's the thing. They knew God was more devoted than they were. They knew God was more loyal than they were. Come on now. You ain't going to get them too much more loyal than Abraham, than Moses. But yet, they had unlimited righteousness. And when you put your trust in God, listen, brothers and sisters, we have unlimited righteousness. Everlasting righteousness. Theirs was limited. Okay, Abraham did, so it was counted to him for righteousness. Some he did. Okay, you had to be right. But with us, whoo, God have mercy.
Come on now. Yeah.
We can remain steadfast because the God that we serve is steadfast. We can remain faithful because the God that we serve is faithful. And we know he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
And if I didn't tell you, I'm going to tell you, he's truth. He is the truth. Not true blue. He is the truth.
Yeah.
You can take it to the bank. Because I tell you what, when God is so trustworthy that he'll go to battle for you. He'll lay down his life. If that means he have to come here and die for you, he'll do it. That's how much you can trust God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I'm going to leave it right there for today. And anyone like to have any comments or whatever, you may at this time. Let me try to get this back. My computer jumped. But anyway, all you got to do is press 1. And I still continue to say this because I want you all to know I love Pastor Bill. I really do, and I appreciate all she does. And she just, but let me tell you, she don't mind one bit you stepping in.
Amen.
Well, I'll just be waiting. You don't have to wait. She don't mind because she ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
She going to get her in.
Amen.
I promise you. She's going to get her in. So
yes.
If you
want to
say, go ahead.
Amen. Look forward to hearing from you. Yeah.
Well, the clock is ticking, but
Amen. But Pastor, were you talking about Joshua? That's the third chapter of Joshua. If they want to read that about them going across on the dry land there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Joshua, third chapter. I was trying to pick out the exact verse. I was just reading that, but I just wanted to know where they can find that.
I think it's in verse 7 and verse 8. Look along those.
Okay. 7 and 8.
Joshua 3, verse 7, verse 8.
Okay, yeah. I'll read that then. It says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Amen, amen. And verse 11 said, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Yeah, I was
telling you. That's when you trust in God.
Yeah. Amen.
I remember so Joshua's 10, verse 12 and verse 13. That's kind of like put a bow on that.
You said 10?
10, 12, and 13.
Okay. Okay, verses 12 and 13. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gideon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Amen. Wow. But just like they trust him, Lord, we got to trust him too,
eh? Go ahead, Pastor.
I said, just like they trusted the Lord, we have to trust God too. Amen.
Oh, yeah. And then you trust God to dispose of your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And remember, brothers, God got power, man.
Yes, he does.
So when he said trust him with the whole heart, you got to get out there. You got to go before a priest. That's what was going on here. Joshua had to go and tell the priest, hey, look here, y'all don't worry. We got a dip here. We're going to go across. And I understand that there's a flood tide, and I get all of that. But take the ark. Let's go down. And you can take and you can put your feet in the water.
Yeah.
And you're not going to touch water, but you're going to walk through on dry land.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
So that was a miracle because he trusted God. That's all I'm trying to tell you, is he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
So whatever you're dealing with, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're dealing with.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. I kind of like it like this. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I like when people are paying attention. I like that. I just pray you take notes and go somewhere and preach the gospel, man. Preach the truth to the people. Enough lies are there.
Amen.
Tell them what they ain't. Tell them what they is. Tell them what the word of God say they is. That's what's really important.
Yeah. Amen. So true.
Well, nothing else. Anyone else? Tomorrow Thursday, right, Pastor?
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. Thankful Thursday, Pastor.
Thankful Thursday. So, hey, y'all. We'll see y'all on Tuesday.